This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. To start off today's show, we're going to be playing a segment that I have the privilege to do with a Dallas doctor, Dr. Lewis Coates. And we do a show each week there on one of our Crawford stations, and his information is so good, and it has helped me so much, and is so beneficial during this time of COVID that I just wanted to play his show. And so he is not a local doctor. I just want to make that clear. But you can follow him on Facebook, and it is Dr. Lewis P. Coates, and that's C-O-A-T-E-S. The show we do is called Better Health, and we're going to go to this week's show now. Better Health with Dr. Lewis Coates. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, and it is always good to talk with you, and look forward to our show each week here. And, you know, I was talking to my father, which you've met once, and I said, do you got any doctor's appointments you're supposed to be doing? He goes, yeah, but man, I sure am afraid to go to a doctor. And but I think we're seeing that a lot, especially in probably the senior area. But I want to just talk about some things today and kind of let you discuss some things about, you know, in the warning out there, don't ignore going to the doctor. So first of all, when my dad came to see you, he loved how you did it. So kind of explain a little bit in your office how you're set up to take care of people that come when they're sick and then when they're maybe well but still need to see you.
Well, we have kind of a different setup. Right now, due to the COVID, in the morning, we see all the well patients, so people that are in for follow-ups, checkups, if they're worried about COVID, then we see them before lunch. That way they know that there's no sick people in the building. So we don't see sick people until after lunch. So if someone calls and they have fever, cough, some type of symptoms that we think are ill symptoms, we schedule them after 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That way it's safer for people to come. And we want to make sure that everybody has a safe environment and can come to the doctor if they need to. And, you know, there's so many things that people ignore, and ignoring these symptoms is what gets people into significant trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess next question would be then, are you seeing this some in your practice where maybe you look at a file and you think, boy, you know, Mr. Jones was supposed to be here over the last month and I haven't seen him?
Oh, yeah, we see that every day. I mean, more so over the last year than we've ever had, and it's very unfortunate. We typically call these people and tell them, look, you're past time to come in. You know, find out what is the holdup. Why are they not coming in? Are they scared mm-hmm. of COVID? Are they, you know, they don't have transportation? What is, you know, try to find a reason as to why they're not coming in and try to accommodate them. And we do televisits for some people now. You know, that's another option for people
right.
that don't want to come in. But, you know, certainly televisits not really a replacement for going to the doctor. There's a lot of limitations to telemedicine for sure.
Absolutely. And you know what? I guess it's all boils down to when you tell someone, hey, I need to see you back in 3 months, that's what you mean, isn't it? It's not 3 to 6 or 3 to 9.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, when we have a 3-month or a 6-month follow-up, there's a reason for the time frame, and that means that, you know, we're checking to make sure that the labs are getting better, that the drugs aren't doing any harm to the body, and that the disease isn't progressing. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's lots of data out there to show that diabetics do significantly better on 3-month follow-ups than 6-month follow-ups. And, you know, and the reason is if their sugars start getting out of whack, if you have a diabetic patient, if his sugars are out of whack 6 weeks after you see him, if you're seeing him in 6 weeks or in 3 months, you're seeing him 6 weeks down the road. If you see him at a 6-month follow-up, all of a sudden, that's 4.5 months down the road, and a lot of damage can get done in that time frame. So, you know, you don't want to lose your eyes or, you know, have neuropathy in your feet where you can't feel your legs.
Sure.
And that's what leads to amputations with diabetics. So, you know, these follow-ups are set up by, you know, societies for a reason. You know, you have the American Academy of Endocrinologists, and you have the American Academy of Cardiologists, and, you know, they come up with guidelines that for us to follow on when should you see someone back. and following those guidelines has been studied over time to make sure that patients do significantly better.
Absolutely. You're listening to Better Health, and once again, brought to you by the Family Medical Practice here of Dr. Lewis Coates. And so let's get into maybe some symptoms, you know. And so our big challenge to everyone, first of all, stick with the appointments the doctor sets for you, and don't be afraid, because it may cause you more problems by ignoring them. So let's kind of talk about some of the things, or symptoms, I guess would be the right term, that people may experience that you say, boy, if you experience this, please, please get in to see your doctor.
All right. Well, one of the first ones that we go through when people come is a sudden intense headache. It just comes out of nowhere, okay? When someone has a headache that just appears out of nowhere, worst headache, that's a sign to go to the doctor immediately. If that patient comes in, one of the things we're going to ask them is, have you ever had a headache like this before? And, how intense is the headache? You know, usually the first thing you start to worry about is a stroke, okay? Mm-hmm. So what do we look at as doctors? You know, if somebody has a headache that just came out of nowhere and they haven't had a history of headaches, you know, a stroke is certainly in the differential. So we start to look to see if we see any neurological signs. Is there any weakness in their arms and legs, or are they slurring their speech? Is their face sagging on one side? You know, those would be signs of a potential stroke. And you know, a lot of times patients come in with a sudden intense headache. They'll come into the office and they don't even notice that they're slurring their speech. And I'll ask them about it. I'll say, look, it seems like you're slurring your speech some. And they'll say, no, I'm not. And we'll have someone else come in. Oh, yeah, we can definitely tell. Go get a CT scan and you find out that they're having a stroke, a little mini stroke, or potentially a big stroke that can be reversed if you get them in soon enough. You have what we call the window of opportunity, and you have to really get somebody in in 3 to 6 hours, and you have the potential to prevent long-term damage and reverse the symptoms that they're having. And I've seen that many, many times in my office. I've seen people come in with left-sided weakness, slurring their speech. We were able to get an ambulance in there, get them to the hospital, and they were able to reverse that because they got them on blood thinners, and sometimes they use thrombolytics, which are things that break up clots. They get the blood flow back to the brain, and they can reverse that damage. Another cause of sudden intense headache would be an aneurysm, okay? Mm-hmm. Aneurysm is similar to a stroke. An aneurysm is where you have a blood vessel that usually is weakened due to cholesterol and blood pressure over time, and it swells up like a giant balloon, and eventually it bursts. And if it bursts, it can bleed into the brain, and we call that a hemorrhagic stroke, okay? So an aneurysm is very, very dangerous because it can cause a hemorrhagic stroke, which can cause death or paralysis, or, you know, so we want to make sure that we look for that. Another sign of intense headache that we would want to look for would be an infectious process called meningitis, okay?
Okay.
Meningitis is an infection of the meninges, which is part of the brain stem. You get a high fever, and they get a severely stiff neck. One of the easy ways to check for meningitis, this is what we tell parents when they call at night if they're worried about their kid having meningitis, is we tell them to bend their chin to their chest. If they can easily nod yes, they can touch their chin all the way to their chest, it's rarely going to be meningitis. Okay? Typically, when you have a kid with meningitis in the office or an adult with meningitis, you can put your hand behind the occiput of their skull, which is the back of their skull, and you can lift them up, and their chin won't bend. That's how stiff their neck is, okay?
Wow.
That's a test that we do in the office a lot. If you see somebody with a stiff neck like that, that's almost always meningitis. And there's different types of meningitis. There's viral, which is not near as deadly, and then there's bacterial, which, you know, people die from in 24, sometimes 48 hours. So it's real important, if it's bacterial meningitis, get them to the hospital, get them on IV antibiotics immediately, to prevent long-term consequences from that problem. Another type of sudden onset headache that's severe in intensity would be temporal arteritis. Temporal arteritis is right above your eye. You have what we call the temporal artery, and this is a rare disorder where antibodies attack the blood vessel and cause a severe headache, and a lot of times it can cause vision changes in one of the eye, and it can even cause blindness in that eye if you don't catch it soon enough. So when someone has temporal arteritis, a lot of times we put them on steroids to stop the immune process from attacking that blood vessel and make sure that we keep the blood flow correctly. It's a pretty rare disorder, but right. it does happen. You know, a lot of times people have pain when they chew. That's one of the signs of it. If they'll have a severe headache, and they'll say it gets worse when they try to chew food. And that can be something that we look for. Another type of headache, you know, that's severe in intensity would be shingles. You can get shingles on your face, and it can cause a severe, severe headache. When I first opened, I had a lady come in, and she had this tremendous headache, and she was just about in tears in my office. And I was like, you know, well, I couldn't find anything wrong. She didn't have a rash or anything. Mm-hmm. So I rushed her over to get a CT to make sure it wasn't a stroke or any kind of problems like that. The CT was normal. And then the next day, she broke out in a rash on her face. And I said, oh, you got shingles, okay? But that's how bad the pain was, okay? Wow. You know, she was in tremendous pain, okay? And, you know, I was thinking, you know, stroke or aneurysm, but just hadn't, because she didn't have any neurological signs. So you didn't think it had ruptured yet, but you were thinking that she's got to be something like that. Most people, when they have severe headache, come in thinking they got a brain tumor, okay? And actually, that's not a typical cause of a sudden onset severe headache. Brain tumors are typically mild, achy headaches that occur not sudden in onset, but over a period of months, okay? So, you know, typically if you see somebody with a brain tumor, they'll say, you know, I've had this mild to moderate headache for 3 months or 6 months, and it's not getting better. I take Tylenol, Advil, gets better for a little while, then the next day it's back. And, you know, so it's a long, drawn-out process, usually, if it's a brain tumor. Other causes of headaches, you know, infections like sinusitis. Then you also have your classic set of headaches, which we could do a whole show on those, migraine, cluster headaches, tension headaches. You know, those are people that have known headaches. What we're talking about here is new onset headache. Right. Someone that comes in and says, this is unlike any headache I've ever had before. People with migraines, cluster headaches, tension headaches, yeah, most of those people have had these things going on over and over and over for, you know, most of their lives.
Once again, you're listening to Better Health with Dr. Lewis Coates. His family medical practice is located at 5915 Murphy Road there in Sachse. And once again, their number is 972-496-6937. And, you know, I like how you said that window of opportunity. And, man, that's got to be a tough conversation when you say someone says, hey, I've been having these headaches for 3 to 6 months and finally decided to come in. And you're like, wow, I wish you would have came in, you know, first couple of weeks. We could have maybe helped you more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, the stroke one, you really have the window of opportunity. You only have 3 to 6 hours, okay?
Wow.
You know, to get
yeah.
them in, to get that reversed. You know, the people with the tumors, you know, it's hard to pick up early on because you're, you know, if somebody comes in and the headache is not very definitive at that point, you start to think of it a new onset migraine or tension headaches. And, you know, typically what will happen is you'll give them some meds, treat them, doesn't get better. Then you try something else, not getting better, and then you go get an MRI. That's when you can find the tumor. Mm-hmm. You know, so if the treatments aren't working, that's typically when we go get an MRI and try to see if we're missing something. So, you know, brain tumors are a little bit harder to pick up because they don't have a lot of symptoms, and some of them are completely asymptomatic. You know, we find a lot of brain tumors by accident. Someone's in a car wreck, and you know, they get a concussion or something in the wreck, and they do a scan, and they say, oh, look, you know, look at that, you know, tumor. And then we get them to a neurosurgeon and get it taken care of. But they weren't having any symptoms, you know. So mm-hmm. until it gets to a certain size, they don't cause a lot of problems. And so, you know, they can be a little bit harder to pick up, particularly early on.
Right. Once again, we're just talking about symptoms you do not want to ignore. And if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Our first one here was sudden intense headaches. All right. And these aren't in any particular order. Let us first say that. We are just going to be talking about some different conditions today. All right, sir. What would possibly be next?
The next most common one, and most people, you know this one, is chest pain. Okay. You know, chest pain is not something to put off, okay? If you're having pain in your chest, it warrants going to the doctor and getting it looked at, okay? You know, chest pain can be a variety of things. But first and foremost, what we're going to look for is a heart attack. Okay, you know, when someone comes in with chest pain, the first thing the doctor wants to do is make sure they don't have a heart attack. Okay, they'll typically come in and say it feels like an elephant standing on my chest. They'll have pain radiating sometimes to their jaw or arm. You know, sometimes they get nausea, vomiting, diaphoresis. That's where you sweat real bad. Shortness of breath. One of the things that I usually tell my patients is if you ever have chest pain and you think it could be your heart, is take an aspirin, chew it up immediately, okay, and then dial 911, okay? If you think you're having a heart attack, take an aspirin, chew it up, and dial 911. That simple aspirin in clinical trials has been shown to be just almost as effective as a cardiac catheterization. So you want to thin your blood as soon as possible if you think you're having a heart attack. So for the people out there listening, if someone at work or anyone you ever know you think is having a heart attack, you get an aspirin, you dial 911, and then you go find an aspirin, have them chew it up and put it under their tongue because it absorbs faster that way. And that's something you can do at home that may save a life or save a friend's life or a relative. Very important thing. But certainly, heart attack is what we're going to try to rule out first. We're going to get an EKG and look for changes on the EKG. We're also, if you go to the emergency room, they're going to get cardiac enzymes to see if those numbers go up. And we'll look to see, hey, did the troponin shoot up? If all that stuff is negative, then we look for other causes of chest pain. And certainly there are other causes, okay? You know, one of the most common ones is an anxiety attack, okay? Mm-hmm. If you go around the country right now, there is ICUs full of people with anxiety attacks.
Sure. Okay?
But unfortunately, sometimes you can't differentiate that right out of the gate, okay? It takes 24 to 48 hours. You got to rule out the heart attack. And unless everything comes back perfectly normal in the ER, sometimes you don't have an option, but you got to put them in for 24 hours and make sure nothing else gets worse. But anxiety can feel exactly like a heart attack. You get that tightness in your chest. You can't feel like you can't breathe. Your hands and fingers go numb. You know, panic attacks can be very, very severe. You also have the diaphoresis, the shortness of breath, the same symptoms we just talked about. So sometimes if you're having a panic attack, it can be very similar to a heart attack. Another potential cause of chest pain is gastroesophageal reflux, okay? One of the things they'll usually do in the emergency room when someone's coming in, if they don't see any changes on the EKG, is they'll give them what we call a GI cocktail. They'll give them some medicine to see if it makes them feel better, because esophageal reflux can cause severe pain in your chest and make it feel like a heart attack. So that's another type of chest pain that mimics a heart attack.
Right.
There are some other conditions that are a little more rare. Pericarditis, that's an infection around the heart, okay? And sometimes that can feel like a heart attack, but it causes EKG changes that they would see. Pneumothorax, that's where the lung collapses, and it causes you to be real short of breath. And typically, it's a little bit different than a heart attack. You don't usually have the radiating pain, mm-hmm. but they can feel that. I can't feel like they'll describe it sometimes very similar. I can't catch my breath. I can't breathe. It feels like someone's standing on me. And that's because their lung is actually collapsed on one side. A pneumothorax can sometimes mimic a heart attack also. Those are some of your more common causes of chest pain. But anyone out there that has new onset chest pain, it warrants going to the doctor, even if it's short-lived.
Okay? Sure, sure. Now,
I get patients that come in and they'll say, oh, I was out jogging and I was running. I couldn't keep going. I had to stop and walk, and then I got better. Okay, that's a pretty bad sign. Okay, chest pain on exertion means that there's likely to be blockage in one of your coronary arteries, and that should be warrants evaluation. So you need to go into the doctor, have them look at check it out, and see if there's any problems. I have a lot of patients over my career that died of heart disease, and when I talked to the family, there was warning signs, unfortunately, but no one knew what they were. You know, the husband was out mowing the lawn, and he used to mow the whole thing without stopping.
Right.
His wife says, yeah, for the 3 weeks prior to him dropping dead on the couch, he would mow half the lawn. He had to stop and come in and said he couldn't, you know, he can't do it. And they just think he's getting old or, you know, he's
sure.
You know, out of shape. But that's a sign that if he was doing it before, it's a sign that there could be blockage, okay? Or, you know, there's things that they usually do. I had gentleman, he didn't pass away, but luckily he did come in. But he was a runner, and he usually ran about 5 miles a day, and four or 5 days a week. He's a long distance runner. And anyway, he came in to see me and said, "Hey, about halfway through my run, I have to stop. I get to the same neighborhood every time, and I have to stop and walk, and because I feel like I can't breathe when I get there." And anyway, I told him, "Look, you may have a blockage." We sent him to the cardiologist, and unfortunately, he didn't tell the cardiologist he was a runner. And so he came back and passed his stress test. Well, the reason he passed his stress test was because he was a runner.
Sure.
And he never got his heart rate up to a maximal heart rate. So anyway, when I got his stress test back, we looked at it, and I said, "Did you tell him you were a runner?" He said, "No." So we had to send him back over. They went ahead and did a cardiac cath on him. And sure enough, he had blockage in that in the LAD, which is the Widowmaker. So, you know, it could have been devastatingly bad for him if he would have kept on going.
Right.
Luckily, they put a stent in him, and everything's fine. But, you know, some people like that will ignore those warning signs. You know, they think, "Oh, I'm just getting out of shape," or, you know. So if there's something that you used to be able to do athletically and you can't do anymore because you feel like you get short of breath or you feel like your chest gets tight, then that's a warning sign that needs to be evaluated.
Right. Now, and there's also a lot of different, like, little tests and scans that aren't invasive or anything that some of us could maybe go and do just to stay on top of this, isn't there?
Yeah, we have a lot of different things now. You know, there's the exercise stress test with the old EKG exercise stress test. We now have stress echoes, okay? We use those a lot. And an echo is like, it's a sonogram of the heart, and they look at the heart, and then they have you exercise. And then they look at the heart again to see if there's any motion wall changes. And that can be a sign of where there's blockage. So if they look and see if the heart pumping when you're at rest, and they want to see how it works. And then once you start exercising, they get you up to a maximum heart rate. Then they look at the heart again, and they see, is there some area where it's not moving as well? And if it's not moving as well, that's because it's not getting enough blood. Okay. And they can also, at the same time, they have the EKG going, and they look for changes on the EKG also, okay? So that's a great test. There's also a calcium score test, which you can do, and that's, not a perfect test. You know, if you have a negative calcium score, usually that's pretty indicative that there's not a lot of plaque being built up in your coronaries. So, you know, we do that with a CAT scan. You just lay there, and they put you in a machine, and they screen you, and then we get a score back. And that's a pretty non-invasive, easy test to do. And it's not real expensive anymore. When we first started doing them, they were a little bit on the expensive side, and now they've come down in price. So, mm-hmm. You know, a calcium score is another test you can do. So there are non-invasive things you can do. And, you know, of course, doing your annual physical and getting your cholesterol and blood pressure checked,
sure,
and not smoking are probably key things that we should bring up too, because that's how you prevent this whole thing from starting to begin with.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned maximum heart rate. Is that how would someone know what if they want to get out and exercise and you know, really get their heart going and you know, burn some calories and all that? How do you figure that out?
There's equations that you use, and you can Google it on the internet now and type in what is my maximum heart rate. That's probably the simplest way for the users to do it. And it'll ask you your age, your sex, and then it'll pop up and tell you what your ideal. And a lot of times it'll ask you your condition, too. Are you in good shape, moderate shape? And then it'll pop up and give you a maximum heart rate on there.
Okay. All right. And once again, you're listening to Better Health with Dr. Lewis Coates, and we're just going over some symptoms you should never ignore. So if you're just joining us, Dr. Coates just really gives a challenge. Keep your medical appointments during this time, and it will probably be of great help to you to do so. All right. And just a few minutes to touch on this one here, but then we'll pick this up next week because we've got a lot more to go over. But in our notes, will you talk about weight loss? If you've got unexplained weight loss.
Yeah, that's another key symptom to not overlook. You know, if someone has been trying to lose weight for a long, long time, hadn't been able to, and all of a sudden they start losing weight, then that's a bad sign, okay? And typically we as doctors define unexplained weight loss as 5% or more of your body weight over a 5-month period. So this is something that we have to look at. And usually unexplained weight loss is a disorder with a pretty poor prognosis a lot of times. You know? A lot of these, 36% of them are going to be cancers, okay? And so as doctors, when we see someone come in with weight loss, we're thinking cancer, and we start running tests looking for cancer. Do you have blood in your stool? Do you have blood in your urine? We're going to ask you all these questions, okay? When was your last colonoscopy? When was your last mammogram? What is your PSA? You know, we're going to be looking for potential cancers, and then we're going to get blood work, you know, looking for leukemias and, you know, other blood-borne type cancers. Unfortunately, that's, like I said, over a third of them are going to be cancers. So, you know, that's a bad scenario. Now, sure. What are things that are not cancer? Well, a lot of patients that come in with unexplained weight loss, it turns out to be diabetes, okay? And usually these people are heavier set. They've been trying to lose weight for a long, long time, haven't been able to. And they'll come in and say, man, you know, I went from 285 to 220 over the last 6 months, and I'm not even doing anything. But then when we talk to them, have you been thirsty? Oh, yeah, I drink all the time. Usually they bring a bottle of water with them. They're thirsty all the time. They're urinating all the time. These are key signs of diabetes, okay? I had one of my patients when I first got into medicine. I remember this gentleman because he was a truck driver. He drove all over Dallas delivering things. And when he came in, I said, what are you here for? He said, well, they're going to fire me at work. And I'm thinking, well, I'm a doctor. How am I going to help you with this? Okay. And I said, well, why are they going to fire you? And he said, well, I have everywhere on all my deliveries, they say I'm too late on my deliveries, but I can't make it from one stop to the other. I have these gas stations I pull in to go to the bathroom every time. Mm-hmm. If I don't stop there, I'll pee in my pants. There's no way I can do it. And he said, and I'm thirsty all the time. He had this giant jug of water that he keeps with him that looked like a 2-liter bottle, and he filled it up with water, and he carries it with him everywhere he goes. So we got a urine test. There's 1,000 glucose in his urine. His sugar came back at 600. So anyway, it turned out that he was diabetic. Treated him for the diabetes and saved his job because he could drive to 7 stops now without having to stop at a bathroom stop on the way to each one. But... you know, once again, when I talked to him, he had lost a lot of weight too. Okay.
Sure.
So, you know, I'd just seen him. That was the first time I'd ever seen him. He was already, you know, he was morbidly obese, but, you know, he was like 270 when I saw him. He told me he used to be 350. Okay. But he's been losing weight, but he said he wasn't doing anything different. Mm-hmm. And the weight was just coming off. Diabetes puts your body into overdrive. And it's pumping, your kidneys are trying to pump all that sugar out. And so they're burning calories all day long, which is what causes the weight loss. Another cause of weight loss that's not going to be cancer would be hyperthyroidism. People can have thyroid disease. Their thyroid goes into overdrive.
Right.
And it starts burning over, you know, it's burning calories all day long. And so we have to look at that. We usually get a blood test. TSH comes back extremely low. The lower your TSH, the higher your thyroid. It's one of those things that's backwards, confuses patients all the time, okay? But there's a test called the TSH, and that'll tell us if your thyroid is normal, if it's low, or if it's high.
Right.
And typically these people that are losing weight, they have hyperthyroidism, and we slow that down, and they're back to normal. Another disorder would be GI disorders, inflammatory bowel disease like celiac disease, inflammatory bowel disease like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, or you could have something like celiac disease where they don't have an intolerance to gluten. And that's why when you look on the packages, it'll tell you if something has gluten or not, and that's for people with celiac disease.
All right. Well, Dr. Coates, thank you so much for your time. Again, if you just joined us late, this is a show that we air in Dallas that Dr. Coates and I do together, but just great information. So he is not a local doctor here, but once again, you can follow him on Facebook, and that is Dr. Lewis, LOUISP Coates, CoAtes. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Did you know that the dental health of your pet is extremely important? Your pet can also get periodontal disease, and it's one of the most common clinical conditions seen by the veterinarians at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This may come as a surprise, but most adult dogs and cats show some signs of the disease by the time they reach 3 years of age. If left untreated, pet dental disease can also lead to pain, tooth loss, infection, and even damage to the vital organs such as heart, liver, and kidneys. Your pet's dental health is important to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. In recognition of National Pet Dental Health Month, which is observed every February, we're placing the spotlight on periodontal disease and what pet owners can do to prevent and treat this serious condition. Call now to schedule your pet's cleaning, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. You can also visit LoneTreeVet.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you tuning in. Glad to have in studio now our good friend from Affordable Door, Mary Ann. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, garage doors, we were kind of talking here before we came on air. It's something we none of us think one thing about until we push the button and nothing happens. Pretty true, right?
Pretty true. Yeah, we all just always expect you hit the button, door goes up, you're good to get out, door closes, you're fine. But, you know, they just require so much maintenance. And, you know, people forget that that is the biggest moving object in your home.
Sure.
And you want to keep it safe. Your kids play under it. You park your car under it. You want to keep it safe.
Right. And you were telling me a little bit, again, before we started the show, about assessing, you know, your door. Hey, it's pretty fairly warm out. Now's a good time to go out and maybe do some things ourselves just to check it out. So what are some things that we should look for as a homeowner?
Sure. You know, we all have, you know, our plumber tells us to check our hot water tank and our, you know, mm-hmm. check this and that in the house. And do we ever? No. But the garage door is, you know, a biggie, you know. So all you need to do when doors close down, just, you know, walk around, take a look at it, look at the screws, see if they're starting to loosen up, see how the sections, you know, line up and touch each other. If they look like they're starting to misalign, that's trying to tell you something, that the door is starting to either fall apart or it just needs some general service. When the sections start to misalign, that can wreak havoc. You know, when the door comes down, it could jam into the jamb and the door will reverse on you, and just it just creates a mess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so really, anything to do with a garage door, just about you guys can handle.
We sure can.
I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing left undone, so to speak.
Right.
All right, good. And, you know, we were talking again. it cracks me up on these neighborhood apps where people are always saying, does anyone know a cheap plumber? Does anyone know a cheap auto mechanic? And, man, I hate when people first put that out there because, you know what, nothing's free. Right. And you're paying for a service tech that had to go through a lot of training, spend a lot of money, maybe their own tools they've invested in or not, you know, who knows. But anyway, there's a lot that goes into just sending someone out. And we were talking about this. Sometimes people are shocked that, you know, maybe there's a price to come out. Well, you know what? I don't know about your gas, but my gas isn't free. Yeah, and you got to pay insurance. And you know what? You're paying the guy while he's driving.
Right.
And so just kind of explain a little bit from a business side of, you know, what it takes just to get someone out.
Sure. Sure. People ask me that all the time, you know, can you come out for free? And like, well, nobody really likes to work for free. I mean, I don't, and I'm sure nobody does. But, you know, our $199 service fee is, you know, my guy coming out, his travel time, his windshield time, his gas, his insurance, his truck, his tools, and his long-term experience. You know, we don't just have kids that you can't just, it's a trade that it has to be, you have to be very experienced. You could get hurt. So all my guys have over 20 years door experience or more, and you know, they're qualified, and it doesn't matter really if they can get the job fixed in 15 minutes or in 2 hours. You know, it's their experience on how they know to handle the job and not get hurt and not have that door fall on your car when, you know, while he's in the process of it. You know, we have had people call us, you know, tell us, geez, the door's laying on top of my car. Well, you know, they waited a little bit too long to schedule service, you know. So, you know, sure enough, I can get one of my guys out. Leo is excellent. Frank is amazing. Jesse is awesome too. You know, they got that. We had a guy call us, and his door was actually laying on top of his car. It went up and just went right out of the track. And sure enough, you know, the guys were there, and they got that door right off of his vehicle,
right.
You know, without minimal damage to his vehicle.
It could have been very dangerous for a child, playing with a button, hitting
something,
whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. The garage door is not a toy. And, you know, people forget, you know, the kids, oh, they like to hang from it and ride it up. Well, that is just not good.
Right. And you mentioned something too I want to bring up. So sometimes you go out and, you know, and you are excellent on the phone. I mean, I've sent you videos before of what it's doing. You can tell by sounds. I mean, y'all's experience for doing this so many years is awesome. So I will tell you, Mary Ann can really about fix anything over the phone. But when they do come out, if it does take them 15 or 20 minutes, you know, don't be upset that they got it fixed. What do you want them to do? Stay there 2 hours and just, you know, tink around with something to act like it took longer? I mean, you know, they're trying to respect the client's time too.
Exactly.
And get the job done right.
Sure. Sure. You know what? We always, no matter what the price is, the guys always do a full door tune-up. You know, tighten all the hardware, lube all the bearings, replace any missing nuts and bolts on the door, adjust the spring tension as needed, service, lube, and adjust the garage door opener, you know. So it's a full service, no matter if it takes them 15 minutes, you know, and they don't try to rush. You know, it's just sometimes things just go along. You know, my guys are very efficient too.
Right.
You know, they work very efficiently. And, you know, they like to get in, get out, and get on to the next customer and, you know, rescue the next one.
Sure.
You know, that's waiting.
Absolutely. So when we talk about changes in doors, we were talking about, man, now a lot of them have Wi-Fi and a lot of different things. So tell us about some of the new things out there.
Yeah, so LiftMaster has really evolved, and they, you know, they've changed over the years. Used to be there always only so many codes, and your code could be the same as your neighbor's, or your code could catch up to your neighbor's, and your door could end up working their door. Then they came out with MyQ, which gave you accessibility to access the garage door from your smartphone, and that was an additional accessory. Now everything is built-in Wi-Fi. And you don't have to, you know, some people just are just so against that, but that's okay. You can download the app on your smartphone, and once you do, you have access to working the garage door from your smartphone, seeing when the door is open, when the door is closed, if the kids come home from school. Oh, you could say, oh, yeah, the kids are home, the door is shut, blah, 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 they're safe.
Right.
You know, so they're really cool, and they everything is built in. So it's not, you're not paying an additional accessory for a separate component for that. Now everything is built in.
Right.
I just got some literature from LiftMaster yesterday. Now they're having cameras built onto the garage door openers, so you can actually watch maybe your delivery guy as he delivers your package and shut your door and see what's happening, you know, when the door opens as well. So those are pretty cool, and those are rolling out now. I don't even know the model number, but they're just rolling out right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, society's changed, and our world has changed. I mean, who would have ever thought 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, I don't know how long that porch pirating's been going on, of people kind of stealing your deliveries.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy, yeah. So, you know, whether you opt for it or not, you know, you don't have to have the Wi-Fi. You know, some people just are not a fan of it, mm-hmm. and that's great. You know, that's okay. But the general public, I think, just really likes to know what's going on at their house.
Right. Now, what happens sometimes if people, you know, their garage door remote gets lost or damaged, or they don't, you know, maybe they bought a house and there wasn't a door with it. I mean, you can usually help them with somehow pairing
absolutely.
Up a new remote,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real common thing, too. You lose the remote, you have it in the car, you know, you let the kids play with it and they lose it on you. You go to a closing and they don't have remotes, or they just give you any little random remotes. That's so very, very common. So, yeah, normally I can help customer over the phone. I'll ask them to look at the color of the learn button, and it'll be goes back from 1998 to like green to purple to yellow, red is in there. So they've changed the technology about 5 or 6 times.
Right.
But by me asking them a few questions, telling me what color that learn button is, I can get them the remote, mail it out to them. They don't have to pay a service call. I can walk them through on programming it. Simple, very simple.
Right. Marianne is our guest. Affordable Doors is the company. Call her. 303-680-8440. Let them come out and check out your doors. And as she said, go out and do an assessment. If you hear something or something doesn't look right, now's the time to get it fixed, not when it falls on your car or your child or you. So give her a call, 303-680-8440. Now, another great thing, besides just repairing doors, you replace. And you were telling me that you guys will haul away the old door.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a tremendous service right there, because what are people going to do with a big garage door?
Right, right. Yeah. We do get, every once in a while, we'll have a customer like, yeah, I think I'll hang on to that door, Murray. And the wife will
that's
be looking
guy
at
thing.
Me going, yeah.
We may use that one day. Yeah.
The wife is looking at us like, no, you're not. Yeah, that's all included. Haul it away. We have recycling, metal recycling, wood recycling places that we take it to. So a lot of it gets recycled.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, go back to your team real quick. I mean, you guys are so experienced. And I mean, all your guys have good. Most of them I've had out to my house over through the years. But it's really important just to have a team that you can trust. So then, therefore, we can trust them at our home.
Yeah. You know, my guys, they all treat our business like it's their own. You know, they're part of our family. They really take a general, you know, interest in the customer, providing them with the just utmost service, you know, and it's not about upselling them parts. They're all very, very conservative
sure.
on not upselling parts just to up the ticket. You know,
right.
they, you know, if the customer needs it, great, but that's not what we're about.
All right. Once again, folks, it's Affordable Doors. It's the only garage door company that we endorse. We want you to let them earn your trust in your business as well. You can give her a call. You can even text Marianne, 303-680-8440. And you know what? If you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, $199 for them to come out and fix your door. And there may be some parts, different things like that. But she'll go through all that with your phone. There's no hidden costs, no surprises, all of that. If you get a new door, they haul away the old one. They do commercial and residential as well. You can check out their website at garagedoorproblems.com. So, Marianne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. And if they want to text me, I answer a lot of texts. 303-330-1735 is my cell. Be more than happy to reply to a text after hours. I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. Same day service in most cases for you as well. So thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much. And $25 off if they mention this.
$25 off. That's right.
They mention the radio.
$199, mm-hmm. $25 off if you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Thanks again.
Thanks.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corgan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have our good friend Alan Stack from Stack Optical back in studio. Alan.
Had a long break, buddy.
Well, family owned and operated has a new meaning, because right now it's husband and wife operated,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah, we run. So what we're doing is, I've been doing a lot of repairs from the chains, and I'm also, a lot of these chains too, I didn't realize it takes weeks to get your glasses. They're coming in, and I tell them it'll be a few days. They just can't believe that. Well, we've always had our own lab. We do everything on premises, and my wife runs the business out of the home, takes all the phone calls, sets up appointments for me. I usually go down there a couple times a day,
right?
And we try to bunch them all together. But I'm just offering the awesome service. That's
sure,
what it's about.
Well, and I think it has become on the forefront over the last few months, and we hear it everywhere, is small business, and that covers all of us just about. But I tell you, I think we have seen a resurgence where people are understanding, hey, our friends and neighbors' livelihoods depend on them doing business with us,
Well, and not only that, but you're also getting so much better service.
Oh, absolutely.
We really care about these people.
Sure.
And I'm finding out about these chains and the stories. I've never had so many people come in that have been going to those places,
mm-hmm,
because we've never been in that realm.
Right.
But these people were kind of forced to search me out because they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come in and see the difference. They just didn't think people like us still existed.
Right.
It's been an eye-opening experience for both the client and me.
Right. And I've had several people in, quote, the medical world and doing things like you do. And, you could have closed and taken a few months off. But you know what? You've got patients and people
depend on us.
Depend. I mean, right. They can't see without
exactly.
You. That's a big burden for you to be there when they need you.
Well, especially that first month or so, we had a lot of healthcare workers that, went back to whatever chain it was, and they couldn't do anything for them. They had to have something. They had to go to work their 12-hour shift.
Sure.
So I was using selling defogger. I was taking their old lenses and fitting them into other frames because their frame was broken. And I was able to do it on the spot so they could make their shift.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you heard this a lot, too, because, when people go to these chains and they walk in and they never know the qualifications of the person behind the counter helping them,
right.
That's number one.
Yes.
Okay. But I bet they're like, I didn't even know places like you existed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I was finding. All the different stories. Well, nobody told me about that type of a lens. They didn't tell me that was available, and the difference in the types of frames, and also our doc said, Alan, let's just mask up and we'll do eye exams.
Right.
These people have to have
Sure.
Being able to see. So we did eye exams all the way through this as well.
Well, good. And they're located, folks, at 2233 South Monaco. Their number's 303-321-1578. It is Stack Optical. And, Alan, I mean, when you talk about the care, and that's what I think everybody's really looking for these days, is just getting that individualized care, because there's no two sets of eyes are the same, and none of our conditions are the same. And that's why you got to get that custom care that you can offer.
Well, I'm in kind of a unique situation because of all this. You know, we had a flood in our office in February, and that took 3 weeks to dry all that out. And right when we get everything back to normal, COVID hit. It was just a double whammy. It's like somebody's trying to tell me something. So, you know, we had to let our employees go, and Marilyn said, hey, she can run this part out of the house, and I could go ahead and do the part at the optical. And actually, it's been good because I've kind of reconnected.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Sure.
Really enjoyed this. And, I mean, not the premise.
Well, absolutely, but, yeah.
But, no, and I really feel like we're doing a good service down there, mm-hmm. helping the folks out.
And all the different things that you can offer there at Stack Optical. And we talk about the Stack Sports Pack here and on our Sportsman of Colorado show. But kind of walk us through the Stack Sports Pack.
So the Stack Sports Pack, that's a really kind of a cool frame that we can change out the lenses in seconds. So you might get the frame and get maybe a couple different types of lenses. Maybe you'll get one for shooting. Maybe you'll get one for golfing. Another one for driving. And each one of those requires a different type of lens for, you know, seeing that front sight on iron sights, or being able to see that golf ball, you want a brown lens out on the golf course. And then driving, you know, a gray lens is your best. So there's different types of lenses for depending on what you're doing. And what's nice about that type of frame, you switch out the lenses in seconds. It's also adjustable in the field. So if you need to tighten it up, you don't have to heat it up. You can just wrap the temples.
Mm-hmm.
You can also adjust the bridge. It's a really neat, versatile frame.
No, I'll tell you, I love it. And, you know, you make everything look really easy because of your profession. But what I was shocked at, how quick I could change out the lenses,
right.
too. Because, like I say, you know exactly what you're doing. But it is extremely simple.
Yes.
And you don't need
the frame was designed with the patient in mind, not
right.
the optician.
Yeah. And that's the big difference right there. Yeah. Once again, it's Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco, 303-321-1578. And as we mentioned on our Sportsman of Colorado show with Alan, too, you know, a lot of people are going to be out shooting. Gun sales have been through the roof.
Yeah.
Ammo sales. And so, you know what, if you're thinking about, man, I just can't see those sites like I used to, Alan, if they make an appointment, and, of course, bring in your firearm unloaded, but you want to see how they handle that and looking down the sights.
Right,
and
right. I've got a sample pair there that I can kind of play with and kind of demonstrate it for you.
Okay.
Of what it's like.
Good deal. And Alan M. will take great care of you. Now, you mentioned your doctor, and a couple of months back, I came in, did my eye exam.
Right.
And, you know, and what I like about him, I mean, he is so thorough, you know, with everything. And mine had changed just ever so slight, but yet, I mean, you really feel like you got a good medical eye exam when you walk out of there.
Yeah, no, Dr. McMillan is just, he's been awesome. You know, he's been doing it for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot out there he hasn't seen. And he takes the time. Yeah, sometimes we might get a little bit behind because he's not going to rush anybody.
Right.
And he's going to answer your questions. And, you know, you think about it, being able to see a doc from the beginning to the end of the eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using techs. You're only going to see the doc for the eye exam. And he only charges $69.
No, I mean, I was really thought, really, $150.
But he's
bucks.
Into it for the patient care, not the money.
Exactly.
You know, he just loves what he does.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, man, your location now, and I think back when you said, Scott, I got to move. I mean, you thought the world was coming down on you, but you know what?
I know it's worked out
the
well.
The sun rose again there.
I know. But we were in that old medical building in Cherry Creek. It's just, I grew up there.
Yeah.
I was a kid running up and down the halls in the 60s when Dad opened up the store, you know. And then, you know, to leave that building, that was tough.
Oh, absolutely. But I tell you, the, of course, free parking.
Right.
A ton of it.
Right.
And literally feet from the front door. So it makes it very accessible.
Oh, yeah, it's very accessible. And, of course, we have a much larger retail now. And the exam room is huge. It's twice the size of the old exam room, you know. And I have a nice new modern lab with all the latest equipment, you know. So, yeah, no, it's a beautiful office.
And another thing, too, motorcycles, though you can
and
put some different
I have quite a few
lenses.
Different types of motorcycle glasses. You know, I have wraps. I have these different sports glasses that work well under a helmet, or you if you're wearing one of those half helmets, you know, they're really nice as far as keeping the wind out. And you can tighten them up or loosen them. They come with straps. And there's a lot of different options for motorcycle glasses.
Yeah.
Or biking glasses.
Sure. And another thing, the last couple of minutes here, but another cool thing you guys do is if people have difficult prescriptions, that's something that you can really help out with.
Yeah. I've been working with difficult prescriptions my whole life. That's actually what I live for. I love the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see something unusual, there's so many different ways that I can manipulate that to make it for the best vision possible.
Right.
And there's so many new products out there. You know, you would think, oh, it's eyeglasses. What can be new about eyeglasses? We're constantly redesigning and digitizing lenses to make them even clearer. And they constantly are improving our anti-reflective coatings to make them easier to clean, make them stronger. They don't scratch easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, frame materials are the same way. They've improved those. We've got them very lightweight now. And I can take somebody who has a Coke bottle prescription.
Right.
And they'll be amazed at what I can do with that now. I can make that so much lighter and more comfortable.
Cool.
And see better.
Yeah, absolutely. And repairs. You know what?
Yeah.
need
so
repairs.
Many
yeah.
repairs. That was the first couple of weeks into this. The repairs were huge. People were coming in, and I was taking their lenses and fitting them into another frame. But I can do it while they wait. They couldn't get that anywhere.
Right.
And also, if I have to make a complete pair, I was getting them in a day or two, which you can't get that anywhere.
Sure.
So, yeah, being able to do everything.
Absolutely.
That's what I do.
Well, listen, Stack Optical is really, truly, if not the last, they are one of the last. Family-owned, optician-owned stores, 2233 South Monaco. Folks, get the personal service you deserve. And as we talked about, that we really want to support, you know, small businesses. And you know what? There's not much we can't do online. But a lot of people talk about saving money online. And let me tell you, we could do another whole segment on what you perceive to be saving money and not get the right fit and right glasses, Alan.
That's right.
You know, and that's what's more expensive when you can't see. They don't work. And then you got to send them back and back and
yep.
back,
yep.
you know. And they can come there. Hey, I've been there. You have to make one little bitty change. You walk back in your lab, put on your lab coat, and make a change and come back and hand them to me.
That's right.
So, man, that's awesome.
Thank you, Scott.
So get out and support Alan and his wife. Again, these folks have been great here for our state even and right here in the Denver area, serving many generations now, Alan.
That's right.
Yep, with Stack Optical. Again, 2233 South Monaco, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Tell you what, we're going to do something a little special here today. First person that comes in and talks to Alan gets a medical exam for $69 and buys glasses. Haystack Help will pay for your eye exam. All right.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. First person that comes in. So, Alan, you let me know.
Okay.
You call me while they're there.
Okay.
I'm going to pay for their eye exam.
All right.
They'll pay for their glasses.
All right.
All right. We're going to give that a shot. 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.